So when the UN Security Council decides to support a mission in DR Congo, it simply means now it has elevated or seen the gravity of the situation in DRC Congo and feels that the UN should step in. So when they agree to support the SADC mission, it's because now the UN's mandate of allowing regional organizations to solve regional problems. So now the DR Congo being a member of SADC, the UN is simply just supporting and saying we agree with what the SADC region is doing in terms of peace and security on the African continent. But more so importantly, the support of the UN mission in DRC Congo also enables open logistical support, financial support for the mission to stay there longer. So the repercussions are what would have been probably a short mission now means once the UN starts pumping in money, the SADC forces are going to be in the eastern part of DRC Congo for a long, long time, which has its own advantages and disadvantages. Advantages in, of course, deterring the rebels, but the disadvantage comes from the fact that a prolonged mission, sometimes the mission loses focus, or the peacekeepers, the soldiers, start being caught up in a lot of side things. For example, the last MONUSCO was there, they were accused of many human rights violations. So the danger of a prolonged mission is that those soldiers are bound now to get caught up in local issues, and sometimes the mission loses focus. But the advantage, when the UN steps in, it means there is logistical support. They can now get better equipment and they can get better help to try and quell the conflict on the eastern side of DRC.
It's reported that Rwanda's President Paul Kagame was opposed to this Security Council resolution on the basis that it would collapse the Great Lakes region into a war involving 8 countries.
You say the objection of Paul Kagame is on a purely selfish basis. His objection is that the UN has said, they've been documented, that there are around 3,000 to 4,000 Rwandese forces embedded in M23 and in some other militias in eastern DRC Congo. Now Paul Kagame knows once the UN steps in, there'll be bigger logistical support. The mission will even be extended. Other countries could contribute troops, meaning the Rwandese troops are going to face a bigger enemy than they can handle. So Paul Kagame's agenda on the eastern side of DRC, supporting people who are of the same identity as ethnic Tutsis, he's not going to pursue that agenda in the eastern DRC Congo. Then the other issue around Rwanda is that there have been rumors that Rwandese troops in the eastern part of DRC Congo also involve themselves in illegal mining and all these things. So he is definitely not happy because the UN's involvement means Rwanda will have a tough time in advancing its agenda in the eastern part of DRC. So he is not happy. He knows his wings have been clipped, and he knows that his influence in that region is going to be diminished. His agenda for the eastern part of DRC will be diminished. And I do not see it degenerating into an 8-country conflict. I do not think everybody will welcome UN support for peace and security on the eastern side of DRC.
How do you see this mission working in the short term? Would it help the situation?
Yes. In the short term, definitely it is going to work, because part of the mandate for the UN, the moment those peacekeepers, it supports the mission changes its agenda, because now they also want a peace agreement to be quickly drafted between the DRC government and all these militia groups. In essence, when the UN steps in, it is giving DRC a chance to solve their own internal problems. And how those problems will be solved is through a peace agreement where they all say what they want. They craft an agreement between those rebels and President Tshisekedi. So they will now exclude all other players. It now becomes a DRC problem because the UN has stepped inside. In the short term, I see them working towards a peace agreement, cessation of ceasefire, cessation of hostilities agreement, and hopefully now they start ironing out any other grievances.